Okay, so a lot of energy tonight, a lot of enthusiasm. I want to talk to you about being dangerous to the competition. If you really have a grasp of the skills and the tools that we are developing here, not in a superficial way, not in a way that begins when you arrive here, but in a way that you think about all the time. You're driving in your car, you're listening to music, you're reading a script, you're watching a movie, you're thinking about these things because this is your work. The more you really have a very strong grasp and use what we are doing in this class, the more dangerous you are to the competition. You are a threat. You are the guy that at an audition, when you walk through the door, they all go, shh. That's what you want to do, because they know that you will nail it. Do you follow? So to come in and be kind of prepared, to come in and be kind of focused, to be, you know, distracted by problems in life, which is easy to do, to have your attention on other things, somebody you met, something you're thinking about doing, etc., is not to be here 1,000%. Okay? Power is doing what you're doing while you're doing it. If you are thinking about X, Y, or Z instead of what's going on here at every single moment or during your rehearsal or learning your lines or whatever it is, then you are vacant in that area in terms of, are you present or are you somewhere else? And we live in LA, which is like just every move out there is a distraction. There's something to pull your attention. There's something to bother you, make you worried, wonder about, etc. Pull your attention off of what you want to do. You got to know that. If you understand that, we live in Los Angeles. We live at a particular time where things are pretty crazy. Would you agree?
Yes.
Okay. So if you know that, you can be armed against that. Okay? So that you know, the more you know, the more effective you are, the more dangerous you are to the competition. If you are not a threat to the competition, then it means that you're not really developing the skills. Okay? It's here. We're drilling it every class. We're talking about it. We're coming up with new things. You make progress. If you don't continue to climb the mountain and you slide and then you climb and you slide back and you climb, it's going to be pretty tough to reach the top. Okay? So you may have those moments where you feel great and then you lose focus. And the focus goes on to life. In the time since I've been teaching, I have worked with a multitude of talented people, many of whom have gone on to have very successful careers. Many were very talented, but got pulled off by life and never made it because too much attention went off on those problems. And they're there and they invite you every moment of the day. They invite you to get sucked into it, whether it's with a family member or a roommate or a partner or a girlfriend or a boyfriend, a job, a colleague, you name it. There is an invitation there every day to get sucked into something. I know I'm not immune to this. I know, and I see it happening, and I get that thing that comes in, and I go, I can't go down that road. If I go down that road, that's a half a day. And then the rest of the half a day, some part of that is going to be in the back of my mind. Can't do it. Move on. Do you follow what I'm saying? Is this real to you guys? Raise your hand if it's real, what I'm talking about. Okay, good. Anybody want to say anything about that? Have any questions about what do? How do I work that? Jason.
I just thought that maybe you were like, this like I was just having a crazy day today, and like, so it's like, it's very, I don't like to talk.
Appropriate?
About. Yeah, very appropriate for today. Because like, it's like, I have my student loans talking to me, like calling me today and stuff, and it's like, leave me alone and stuff. And there's just so many things today that were just like messing with my mind.
Yep.
And I'm like, I gotta focus. Like, I got a scene to put up tonight and stuff, and I'm trying to focus on that and everything, and all this crap is happening, and I'm like,
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a perfect example. It makes you crazy.
Yeah.
It scares you. It can make you think, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. How many people have had that thought? Maybe I shouldn't be doing this. Maybe this is really crazy. Maybe it's such a long shot. What am I, nuts? Who am I kidding? I need to just, you know, get this going, right? That's the stuff I'm talking about. Those thoughts are sucking you out. And so those guys at the student loan started that process,
yeah.
Right? So you got to know, and sometimes have to deal with them and just say, not today.
Yeah.
Okay? We can talk about this on Monday, but not today. Don't talk to me about this today. I'm sorry. Bye-bye. And you keep going with what you've got to do. And Monday you'll set aside an hour and you'll deal with it. But you honestly have to have that kind of discipline in, because life is very different these days. It's very different than how it was even a few years ago. Do you guys experience that?
Every day?
Yeah. You know, it's a different day. I mean, this sounds like your parents, but it's very different than when I grew up. And I thought it was like, well, there was a lot of stuff then. Oh, it's like we were napping. Compared to the stuff that gets fed in now. And it is because of the media. And the media now has access to internet and to keep you filled all day long with stuff. So if you didn't have enough problems, you go online. Right? And that will suck you in nicely.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the biggest trap. I think, what did I do when people would say, oh, I'm going to, you know, what's your email address? Give me your email. And I'd say, you know, I only check it every couple of weeks. This was years ago, because I didn't really want that. I didn't want email. I didn't want people getting a hold of me through the internet. No. I mean, I had a computer, but, right? And then you start to get addicted. And all of a sudden now there's this whole thing, this whole world of information that's available, which is the good news and the bad news. So the point is, we are working here to make you dangerous to the competition. So in order for this to be effective, you have to handle the environment. You have to be dangerous then to your environment. If those guys who are coming up behind you and saying, oh, by the way, if you don't turn around and say, stop it, knock it off, get out of here, or words to that effect, it will consume you. And they will do it because they know they can get to you and they know they can pull you off. Whether it's the neighbor that comes in and goes, I'm so upset, what am I going to do? And then you're sucked off into that. It's everywhere. So you have to be the guy that says no. And working on what we're doing here. And it's got to go into the scene work. Because you'll wake up in a couple of years and go, wow, everybody's working. What happened? All those guys are now like, this series, that film, wow, what's going on? So it's, you got to know right now is your call. Most people don't talk about this. Most people don't go into this, right? They just talk about the nuts and the bolts and that's it. This is a huge part of it. This is a huge part of what will make or break you. And it's very interesting. The people who are very single-minded about this are just like nothing else is going to get in the way. Just they don't think about anything else getting in the way. They don't allow anything else in there. They actually end up very successful. They're very single-minded. So you have to, if you don't feel you have that, you have to start to develop that. I'm not saying that you have no life. You should have a great life. You should have a lot of interests. You should have a lot of fun. You should have a huge life. I'm not talking about being cloistered, shut up in a closet somewhere in Hollywood. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just saying you have a great full life, but you know when those things come along that tend to suck you dry of all your creativity, and at the end of the day, you don't have anything to show for it. So we've got two things. You've got to use this stuff that we're doing, okay? Don't let it be like that one night that it was so spectacular and then you forgot about it. Take the notes. Write the notes. Remember it. Go home. Take more notes about what happened that you did that was exciting, that was thrilling, that was effective. Write it down. I listen to music all the time in my car. Sometimes I have to pull over and start writing things and making notes because I don't want to forget it. And I know the next meeting, the next appointment, the next thing, it'll be gone. So I've got to stop and I have to write it down right in that moment. Or it's gone, frankly. Okay? All right, so that's the deal. How many people want to be dangerous to your environment and to the competition? Good. How many people want to walk through that door and everybody goes, oh, shit. Right? There goes the part. That's you. Okay? Good. Anybody want to ask?
How do you, I'm analog focus, but how do you focus that much more? I think you have to focus that much more than the other person. You mean you have to work hard, you have to focus more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? My problem is me. I left another art form to do this.
Right.
Why did you do that? This is what I hear over here. Why did you do that?
In your head.
What are you doing? You know what I mean? You left everything. And then the other day I'm like, okay, where's the person that decided to get up and leave and move out here? It was for a reason. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I go through this tennis match with myself.
Right.
And then I realized that took a whole day.
Right.
For that.
Exactly.
Match went a whole day. And I'm what the hell? And then I got the job Monday. And I was like, oh, maybe that's what I should be doing. Maybe that's a song. You know what I mean? I go through this.
Right.
Not so much the outside world.
Right. It's you.
It's me.
Well, that's another invitation.
Yeah.
There are the conversations that you have. That voice or voice says, what are you doing? Just like I said. What, am I kidding myself? You really think so? This is a long shot. All those doubts, you can't afford it. You can't afford the doubt. So when that conversation and that little voice starts to go chirp, 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 right, you have to go, okay, that's an invitation to me to engage in, am I wrong? Am I stupid? Am I being ridiculous? Now, have I had that conversation with myself already? Today? Last week? This month? A year ago? Have I already done this conversation? Maybe I could be through with it already. So whether it's you doing it, or it's your neighbor doing it, or it's a guy at the local market, or it's a friend or a colleague or whoever, wherever it's coming from, you got to nip it. And that's where you're dangerous. So if it's to the voice, you say, knock it off. I'm not. I'm here. I know what I'm doing in class. I know I'm doing this. I've had too many discoveries. You felt it. You and I have both known. You have made too much of a difference in your work, right? I'm not saying that argument doesn't come up and the voices don't come up, but then you have to say, no, stop. Does that help you? To spot it as, it's not a neighbor, but it's here. Okay, awesome. Yeah, thank you.
You're right, Linda. I think it's so easy to lose focus nowadays and with improvs and doing scenes in here and you're auditioning, mm-hmm. That's probably the most important trait that you need. You need to be so focused.
Yeah.
When I was working on Hollywood Heights, it's so easy to get distracted. You're so excited to be working and then you're, you know, you want to let everybody know you're on Twitter, Facebook. And, like, I had to kick myself to really, like, give myself focus, because at the end of the day, it's all about the work.
Yeah.
Like, you have to do good work, otherwise you're not gonna continue to work.
Right.
So.
Exactly right. Exactly. See, you've got all the social media now. Like, we didn't have enough distractions. So now let's add that into the mix and see how that goes. keep stirring it up. Okay? Good. So we all know what we got to do. Let's just do it. Yep?
Yep.
Okay. Beautiful.